back today. Talk Live is the show. The number is 855-453. Alternately, you can Skype us at username lrn.fm, and we will talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Still to come, more on North Korea, one man's story about his escape, and what exactly was left behind. What are the misconceptions that people have about North Korea?
Unicorns.
Inevitably, there are a number of misconceptions, and we can talk about that here. The we tonight is Ian.
Daryl.
And Mark.
And we're going to go back to your phone calls first, though, because, well, more interested in talking to you. Let's go to Eris, listening in Tampa via the TuneIn app. Eris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
I got a question about this Bitcoin thing, man. I tried to do it about a year ago, and I got lost. I didn't really know what I was doing. So I see these Bitcoin wallets, and there's just a few different Bitcoin things. I wanted to know what this was. How is it doing? Did I get started with this?
All right. So good place to get started. We've got a handy page on our website, which is bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And there's a few links that are there that are going to help you out. One of them is weusecoins.com. Great intro site with a good 2-minute long introductory video to really get you your mind wrapped around the concept of what we're talking about, which for those that don't know, Mark, how do you describe what a Bitcoin is for somebody who's just tuning in and hearing it for the first time?
Bitcoin is an international currency that is, some people would call it virtual, but the fact is all currencies are virtual in that they exist online. The United States, U.S. dollar, has more physical representations, and at one point did spring from these physical representations, but currently it's no longer a real-world currency. There are far more U.S. dollars in existence virtually than there are as far as floppy green pieces of paper. So if it helps you to think of it as a virtual currency, that's fine. It's a way to think about it. But in fact, it's just as much a currency as any other currency.
Yeah, and it's become
Have government backing, though.
That didn't really answer the question.
So what is it?
What is
it's a currency.
A Bitcoin?
It's a currency. That's really the only way to answer the question.
It's a decentralized currency.
It's a decentralized currency.
No central issuer. It has no central authority over top of it. It's an open source project as well, and it's become the world's most valuable currency of all of the currencies.
I actually had to explain to my dad about a week and a half ago what a Bitcoin is, and he is about as computer illiterate as they come.
Okay.
So the way I described it, and feel free to tell me that
I'd love to hear it.
I'm an idiot. I said, it's sort of like a computer file that you have the password for that can't be replicated.
That's basically
and
true.
You can send that to somebody, or you can divide it up, but nobody else can get yours. They can't just create them out of thin air, because the way the program is written, they only release a certain number every so many minutes. And they go to the people that are doing the Bitcoin mining.
Yeah.
And he seemed to understand. He was like, oh, so sort of like how gold they have to dig out of the ground, and then whoever's doing the digging gets to keep it.
I think that to some extent these terminologies like mining and wallets can be even more confusing for people because they, you know, the Bitcoin wallet is not a wallet. And mining isn't mining. Mining means digging in the ground, and I swear to you, if you dig in the ground, you will never find a Bitcoin.
So, Eris,
if somebody leaves the physical Bitcoin under the ground, you might find it.
So, some good links are available at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, including weusecoins.com, which is a good intro. And then, once you've decided you want some Bitcoins, you can go to BitInstant, and BitInstant, of course, is a great way to actually acquire Bitcoins. You can go and use cash at your local CVS or Walmart or any other MoneyGram location to get your Bitcoins. And there are different ways to store those Bitcoins. You can store them in a Bitcoin client. client, which is a program that you run on your computer with whatever operating
system. That's
what
they call the wallet.
You have. Yep. But there's also online wallets like blockchain.info, which will allow you to not have to run the Bitcoin program on your computer if that seems too complicated for you. You can just kind of have an online wallet, and the blockchain.info one seems to be the most reliable and the most secure of all the online wallets. So there are different ways to kind of keep your Bitcoins. And then, of course, what you do with those Bitcoins is a whole other question. You can spend them in a variety of different ways, or you can hoard them and see what happens with the price and ride the rises and the falls and then have fun with that, because it's an interesting realm. What else did you want to share tonight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A few years ago, I started listening to you guys, and I heard about this Free State Project, and I'm from New York, and at the time I heard about it, I just had made the move down to Tampa. And I was like, damn, I could have moved to New Hampshire, you know, I wanted to do
this. Oh, yeah.
You know, I came down here, I bought my house or whatever, and I couldn't just take off to New Hampshire, so I was trying to figure out what can I do to be more of an activist, you know, where I am, you know, to be able to do something. And when I thought about it, it's really hard. And one of the reasons is because if you're an activist, you know, you might just get locked up, or, you know, you can't show up to work on Monday at 9 o'clock.
Well, not all activism involves taking risks that could put you in jail.
Yeah, you're right.
Some activism is much lower key, like writing letters to the local newspaper editorial column can be activism, and that usually won't land you in any kind of hot water. Although there are some instances of people who have written letters to the editor and then been targeted by the police after that. So there's certainly the possibility something could happen there. But the less visible you are as an activist, the safer that you will tend to be. As far as things you can do if you're not in New Hampshire, there are always local groups of some sort of affinity to Liberty. Yeah. Maybe it's the Libertarian Party. Perhaps it's Young Americans for Liberty.
Liberty on the Rocks.
Liberty on the Rocks. Maybe
Liberty on the Rocks is a good choice.
The Ron Paul meetups. So Liberty on the Rocks is a relatively new organization, from what I understand, and they seem to be hip.
Yeah,
so
they allow you to put together meetups in your area of sort of networking with liberty-oriented folks.
But beware, because the typical experience of someone who is an activist outside of New Hampshire is what Yuri, Yuri is visiting us from Russia, and he's been here for a couple months now, at least, in New Hampshire. And he went to New York City last weekend for the Anarchy in the NYC event, and he had a good experience there. There was something like 100 folks there, and I guess 15 of them or 13 of them signed up for the Free State Project, so that's a pretty good ratio.
The other 87 were probably already signers.
From the Free State Project.
Then he went to some kind of anarchist event in Manhattan, a different event, some gathering of Manhattan anarchists. And the observation was very prescient from Yuri of what he experienced. He compared what he experienced in New York to what he experienced in New Hampshire, and his observation was that in New York, all they did was sit around and talk. They didn't actually talk about doing anything. Whereas if you go to an activist meetup in New Hampshire, it's all kinds of constructive, this is what we're doing, here's our projects, you know, how can we move this forward, real creative activism that's doing something. You will tend to find that libertarian types elsewhere are more talkers rather than doers. There are exceptions to that rule, and maybe, you know, you'll find that that's the case in Tampa, although I know that Emberly left Tampa to move to New Hampshire because I think she was probably pretty frustrated with the activism down there. But there are people there who care about freedom.
Yeah, I know that. I know that for sure. Well, kind of what I'm saying is, like, what I've done to create more freedom to be able to do what it is that I want, you know, and other people, you know, they might not want to be activists, but they want to be able to do something they want. And what I've realized is when you're an employee, when you have to be at a certain place in order to get money, you know, you're very limited as to what you can do. And I wholeheartedly believe the internet is the way to start a business and get some freedom, to be able to get some passive income. So you can make that transition to New Hampshire, you know, so where you can go ahead and move and not have to necessarily have a job upon getting there. You know,
yeah, I agree. The more independent you can be from a business perspective, having your own business certainly can help one's flexibility from one's time schedule. And
a lot of people that work remotely and a lot of people that are sort of online entrepreneurs certainly have picked up a move.
Yeah, and it's never too soon to start that business. And whether it's an online thing or not, whatever it is that you want to do for your own dreams, it's never too late to get that started. Maybe you can't quit your job after the first week, but maybe you'll be able to quit the job after a year or 2 years of kind of doing your thing on the side and growing that as much as possible in your spare time. Thanks for the call, Aris. Good luck down there. Hope to see you up north soon. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Some of those features include archives that go back for years, going all the way back to late 2006, easily accessible from freetalklive.com. The last 7 days worth are at the top of the page, and then you can click into the archive section to go further back. Alternately, you can get our archives and more, the "and more" being episodes of the Edgington Post interview series and other things that we find that you might be interested in. We'll post that to our SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com to access that those audio files. And each audio file has a share button on it that makes it easy for you to share your favorite episodes of Free Talk Live or Edgington Posts or whatever you want to share from our SoundCloud page to your favorite social networking site. So Twitter, Facebook, maybe your WordPress blog, whatever it is you want to share. Makes it easy at soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
I did an Edgington Post today, and it was, I think, really particularly good. It's with a gentleman named Andrew Smith. He's an expert in United States manufacturing, and he was talking about all sort of all the ways the government gets in the way. And it's a great interview, and I recommend it to anybody. Just go take a listen. You'll feel smarter when you're done.
Excellent.
So you can find that at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. We were just talking about them in the last segment, that Bitinstant makes it possible for you to get Bitcoins all around the world. They're available. It's possible to do it in many countries around the world in more than a million locations, including your computer at home if you use Dwolla.com. All you have to do.
Yes. Oh, they brought it back. Okay, because I was going to say the last time I had mentioned Dwolla, I hadn't checked, and then I checked again, and it was taken off of their list. Every now and then they kind of remove something from their list over at Bitinstant, and then it comes back. So Dwolla was off for a couple weeks from what I understand. Now it's back. I thought you might have been saying something inaccurate.
I appreciate the checking that. And this is another point about Bitcoins, is it's the Wild West when it comes to companies and doing business in Bitcoins and that sort of thing. So you're going to find that things aren't quite as static necessarily in the Bitcoin world as maybe they will be in 5 or 6 years.
Sure.
But getting in on the ground floor of an investment generally is the place to be. I don't know if Bitcoin's going to make it 5 or 6 years. They may be an internet fad that fails tomorrow, for all I know, but I don't think so, and I'm certainly well invested in Bitcoins. If you want to get some Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. They make it easy for you there.
Yeah, it really is easy. And by the way, you can do it in a bunch of different countries. I'm there right now, and I was just wondering to myself, what happens when you change that country selection? I'd never done that before, so I changed to Brazil, and then I went to the pay from slider or the drop down, and it changed the options for cash deposits. Because, well, is it going to come up with Walmart in Brazil? No, there's a place called Boleto that you can go in Brazil and deposit cash and turn that into Bitcoin.
So ticket.
So there are different places and different countries that make this stuff easy. And that's what Bitinstant's all about, is making it easy for you to get your Bitcoins.
Speak Portuguese?
The Spanish, but they're very closely related languages. Yeah. Maybe Boleto means something entirely different in Portuguese, but I doubt it.
855-450-FREE is the number. Now then, speaking of international stuff, let's go all the way back to North Korea. In this case, the story is actually coming from South Korea in Seoul. The author, Jang Jin-sung, is a to the New York Times, and this is his piece about his defection from North Korea and why he believes, the title of the article, that the market shall set North Korea free.
This is from New York Times.
Correct.
The market will set North Korea free, from the New York Times.
I defected from North Korea in 2004. I decided to risk my life to leave my home country, where I worked as a psychological warfare officer for the government. When it finally sunk in that there are two North Koreas, one real and the other a fiction created by the regime. Although in my job I had access to foreign media, books with passages containing criticism of our dear leader Kim Jong-il or his revered father Kim Il-sung, those books had large sections that had been blacked out. One day, out of deep curiosity, I made up an excuse to stay behind at work to decipher the redacted words of a history book. I locked the office door and put the pages against a window. Light from outside made the words under the ink perfectly clear. I read voraciously. I stayed late at work again and again to learn my country's real history, or at least another view of it. Most shocking was what I discovered about the Korean War, We had been taught all of our lives about how an invasion by the South had triggered the conflict. Yet now I was reading that not only South Korea, but the rest of the world believed that the North had started the war. Who was right? It was after my harrowing defection, in which I bribed my way to a border crossing and then escaped by running across a frozen river to China.
It's always China that seems to be the safest way to go, is to go to China.
Right,
not to...
because on the North Korean-South Korean border, there are four soldiers standing at every marker post.
Mm-hmm.
Three soldiers on the North Korean side. In a situation or structured very similar to how we are situated here, to where the two soldiers, let's say Mark and Ian, are watching one another,
mm-hmm.
as well as watching in front and behind, and then I would be watching to make sure that neither one of you crossed nor anyone else crossed the border. And then there's one person on the South Korean side making sure that no one tries to come across, or I guess they would actually wind up helping someone if they did try to come across. I don't really know.
And if you didn't get cut down by gunfire.
But there are four soldiers at every one of these marker posts, like half a mile or a mile apart.
Mm.
So
sufficient.
So he crossed this frozen river to China. So it was after his defection that he recognized the existence of a third North Korea, a theoretical one. Now, this is the North Korea constructed by the outside world, a piecemeal analysis of the regime and its propaganda that misses the political and economic realities of the country. And this is one of the things that I've kind of bemoaned being out here, is that we have to take what we're given by whoever it is that dishes it out as far as the news about North Korea. You either get it from the North Korean Central News Agency, the state, or you get it from the people, the few people who are allowed in to the country and the kind of state official tour that most of them are able to take, which doesn't really let you get into the real North Korea, the most interesting portions of it. It's only like the state-approved sightseeing. The guys from Vice managed to get around that in some ways, and so there have been some interesting documentaries that have come out that have certainly not been state-approved. But either way, we're still stuck with what, you know, information we receive, and very little of that, at least, comes directly from people who've actually escaped. So that's why I think this is particularly interesting.
And a lot of the people that have escaped aren't, you know, really incredible communicators. I mean, they're just people that have managed to escape. So some of them see stories, and it's their opinion. So it's great to hear somebody try to do an overview here.
So he goes on. He says that so there's this third North Korea, with the one that, you know, we see on the outside. And all of us at the United Front Department, this is the government bureaucracy he used to work for,
right,
also known as the window into and out of North Korea, learned three tenets of diplomacy by heart. Number one, pay no attention to South Korea. Number two, exploit Japan's emotions. And number three, ply the United States with lies, but make sure they are logical ones. The more coming up here about why he thinks the market, because he hasn't touched on this yet, is going to set North Korea free. We'll say more coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More on North Korea and how one guy who has escaped North Korea says the market is going to set North Korea free. We'll get back to that here in moments, and maybe Bitcoin will be a part of that.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items available for purchase right now. They're all currently at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro, and I believe that what that means is that on the vast majority of them, you'll find that they're lower than you're going to be able to find anyplace else. Mm-hmm. Why would any company sell at a 0% markup? Well, perhaps that company wants to make Bitcoins more ubiquitous. I think that's what the goal here is from BitcoinStore.com. You can only purchase from BitcoinStore.com with Bitcoins. So go take a look at whatever consumer electronics device you're looking for. Is it a tablet? Is it a laptop? A flat screen TV? What are you looking for? They've got it at BitcoinStore.com. They've got it at a better price than you're going to be able to get some Bitcoins that you can buy. You don't even have to give your name where you're going to. All you have to do is tell them where to ship it. Bitcoins, that's the nature of Bitcoins. You don't need a billing address because there is no billing. You're just sending them the Bitcoins. BitcoinStore.com.
So, we continue here with this story from the New York Times. Author is an escapee, somebody who has defected successfully from North Korea, Jan Jin-sung. As he explains, he had actually been working for the state in a psychological warfare office called the United Front Department. And at some point, he decided he wanted to dig into the blacked-out portions of some of the books that he had special access to being in this particular department. There were books about history that had come from outside of North Korea, but they were still redacted. There were still big black blocks in there.
So if he's from the United Front Department or whatever they are, who's blacking out these books? I mean, who
decides?
Somebody's got to read them to black them out, right?
So anyway, he took the time to actually try to read what was underneath the blackout, and he was able to do it by holding the books up to a window and kind of staying in the office late when he was the only one there, so no one else would know what he was up to. And he said he read voraciously and then got in a little bit more into his department, the United Front Department, that they had these three tenets of diplomacy. One, pay no attention to South Korea. Two, exploit Japan's emotions. And three, ply the United States with lies, but make sure they're logical ones. He says Kim Jong-il stressed the importance of these three tenets as the framework within which we were required to implement his vision for Pyongyang's foreign relations. North Korea's dealings with South Korea, Japan, and the United States always hewed closely to these principles. Our department's mission was to deceive our people and the world, doing what was necessary to keep our leader in power. We openly referred to talks with South Korea as aid farming, because while Seoul sought dialogue through its so-called sunshine policy, we saw it as an opening not for diplomatic progress, but for extracting as much aid as possible. We also successfully bought time for our nuclear program through the endless marathon of these six-party talks. Despite Pyongyang's deceptive ways, many people in the outside world continue to believe in the theoretical North Korea in which dialogue with the regime is seen as the way to effect change.
Right. They keep talking to these people. They keep doing the same things over and over again. They have no integrity. They're a bunch of liars.
But I know, he says, from my years inside the government, that talking will not get Pyongyang to turn any corners, not even with the North's current leader, Kim Jong-un. Dialogue will never entice the regime to give up its nuclear weapons. The nuclear program is tightly linked to its survival, and talks will not lead to change over the long term. The regime sees them only as a tool for extracting aid. Remember, they need this aid because their communist nonsense doesn't work.
Because their centralized planning doesn't work. Oh, just like it doesn't work anyplace else.
Right, it was just last week that they were begging, I think it was Malaysia, or I forget where, but they were begging a nearby country.
Begging for food, constantly.
For food. High-level diplomacy, he says, is no strategy for getting the regime to make economic reforms. The key to change lies outside the sway of the regime, in the flourishing underground economy. Now, one of the questions I'd asked in the past on this show, after having watched some North Korean documentaries, and the Vice ones are particularly good. I recommend those, Vice.com. But one of the questions I'd asked is, we know there's got to be a resistance. There has to be an underground. There has to be people in there have to be people in North Korea who know the truth about Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un and all these characters and their military leaders and all of that, that they must know the truth and they must do their best to spread that knowledge while still attempting to protect themselves from being found out and sent to work camps or possibly put to death. So the question that I've always had is, well, how widespread is it? You know, it has to exist, but how big is it? How underground, how far spread throughout the underground is it? He kind of gives a little tap into that here. And all North Koreans, he said, depended for their very survival on a state rationing system until it collapsed in the mid-1990s. Its demise was due in part to the regime's concentrated investment of funds in a party economy that maintained the cult of the Kims and lavished luxuries on an elite instead of developing a normal economy based on domestic production and trade. Desperate people began to barter with household goods for rice on the streets, and the underground economy was born.
Okay, here's my question. Who is selling the rice?
Good question. I don't have an answer.
Farmers?
Yeah, I guess not. Somebody's got access to it.
The farmers are getting all of their rice taken by the government.
It must be.
You don't think that really happens, that all of the rice gets
taken,
right?
There must be ways to shuffle some of it away without the government inspectors knowing, and probably some of the government inspectors themselves are involved in this very thing. In fact, he touches on that. With thousands of people starving to death, the authorities had no option but to turn a blind eye to all of the illegal markets that began to pop up. Sounds similar to what was going on in communist Russia as well. There was a lot of underground market activity there, from what I understand. Around this time, the nation's workplaces were made responsible for feeding their employees. The only way, sounds kind of like some of the things that happen here. Here, they're not responsible to feed you, but they are responsible for your health care.
Yeah.
Anyway, the only way they could do so was by setting up trading companies, which sold raw materials to China in exchange for rice. These businesses became part of the foundation of the underground economy, acting as import-export hubs that in time began to import from China consumer goods like refrigerators and radios. Likewise, party
Who
officials...
Who needs a refrigerator when you don't have any food?
Well, apparently they have food thanks to the underground
economy.
Some
people are poor, some people aren't.
Likewise, party officials started to take part in the wheeling and dealing, profiting through bribe collecting and prohibited financing activities. Nowadays, the party is so deeply involved in the market economy that the trading companies, as they're called, are staffed by the children of party officials and openly operate on behalf of the party and military. In short, all of North Korea has come to rely on a market economy, and no place in the country is untouched by it. The social effect of the rise of the market has been extraordinary. The umbilical cord between the individual and the state has been severed. In the people's eyes, loyalty to the state has been replaced by the value of hard cash, and the U.S. greenback is the currency of choice.
Wow.
Of course.
Trading with their U.S. dollars, many of which are counterfeit, for Chinese products, North Koreans have become to recognize or have come to recognize the existence of leaders greater than even the Kims. Who are these men gracing U.S. banknotes? North Koreans now see that loyalty to the supreme leader has brought no tangible benefits, yet currency bearing the faces of American men is exchanged for many things, rice, meat, and even a promotion at work. Today, when North Koreans are ordering...
I wonder how much a promotion costs.
When North Koreans...
Well, it's going to cost a portion of the money that you would make in Korean dollars.
Right, but like based on conversion rates. You know, because one U.S. dollar in Korea is probably worth a lot of money based mm-hmm. on conversion rates. So could I buy a promotion for like $5?
Who knows? Today, when North Koreans are ordered by their state employer to take part in political activities, they know their time is being wasted. Fewer North Koreans show up for their state jobs, and this growing economic and psychological independence among regular people is becoming the greatest thorn in the regime's side.
They just don't show up for work?
Wow. Saying
fewer of
them. And
you can't get fired because you have to have a job.
Well, they could cut your head off. I mean,
they could, and certainly the state will continue to rule by force and by fear for as long as they possibly can.
That's how they rule.
But what he's describing here is an intellectual revolution that's going on.
Yeah, fascinating.
That people are, or in this case, an evolution, that people are waking up to the idea that they don't need the state, and it's the marketplace and the market forces that are encouraging these new thought processes. There's a little bit more that he wants to share about how things, they are changing over there, apparently. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down.
Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. So once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please do shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can buy some of Daryl Perry's books through Amazon. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Start your Amazon shopping experience through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, Amazon US. So you click into the right Amazon for you, and then it's your regular Amazon experience. You get the stuff you're looking to buy. Had a lady actually that was at the party with us over the weekend. She said she regularly orders things from Amazon. She's concerned because when she goes through our link, she doesn't see anything at the checkout that says that any money's going to Free Talk Live. So she's worried that nothing's going to Free Talk Live. The way it works is, Amazon sets a cookie. It's a piece of information that stays on your computer, and it's basically a 24-hour cookie from what I understand. So when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, that cookie is set, and when you check out, you don't see anything. It's just the way it is. You just have to trust that it's working. As long as you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com, you should be good to go. So thank you for shopping with us and buying your stuff, whatever it is you need, through Amazon, through shop.freetalklive.com, because Free Talk Live gets a cut when you do that. Now, we're sharing a story here.
I've got a question for you. Do you ever go through and look to see what people buy?
In the early days, I just for curiosity would go through. Now, it's not named. You don't get to see who bought.
Right. I know that because I have an affiliate thing set up myself, and I know that there are a couple of other hosts that have their own radio show.
Yeah.
Stephanie Murphy will do this occasionally to where she'll
talk
go through.
It.
And she mentions all of the things that were purchased within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I would not want to go through a list like that. There's quite a few things that are being purchased. Our listeners are very good at buying
things. I didn't know if
things.
You ever just looked to see what the strangest thing was that somebody's purchased in the last
couple of weeks. It has been done. I haven't done it recently. It was more of an interest for me when I was first starting it, and there's just such a variety, just such a wide variety of things. I mean, everybody's buying things from books to exercise equipment to, food. I mean,
Baconese.
All kinds of stuff. So shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about markets. This one is the underground market in North Korea, which according to Jang Jing-sung over at the New York Times, this is a translated article, by the way, according to an escapee, somebody who left the regime, somebody who actually worked for the state in North Korea, then discovered the truth about...
Can we call this guy Winston Smith?
You can call him whatever you want to, but in this case, he's giving us a look inside what it appears, or a look inside the North Korean economy and how it is that it's the underground that is basically sustaining the people. And let me continue here with his post. He's saying that fewer North Koreans are even showing up for their state jobs. This growing economic and psychological independence among regular people is becoming the greatest thorn in the regime's side. And it's also the key to change. Instead of focusing on the regime and its agents as possible instigators of reform, we must recognize the power of the flourishing marketplace to slowly but definitively transform North Korea from the bottom up. This empowerment of the North Korean people is crucial not only for a positive transformation of the nation, but also for ensuring a stable transition to the new era after the regime eventually goes. Increasing trade with China has made the North Korean border porous in many ways, facilitating a flow of information in and out of the country. Many North Koreans can now access South Korean television programs that are smuggled in on DVDs or memory sticks.
Interesting.
One way to accelerate change would be by continuing to broadcast into the country so that North Koreans can access outside radio programming on their illegal devices more easily. They're importing radios from China.
I wonder if they have any of the Baofeng marine bands that we use here in Keene.
They may very well, but over in North Korea, if you have the North Korean radios, it only tunes state channels, so you have to import radios from elsewhere in order to get other channels. So one way to accelerate, he says, would be to broadcast. Another is to support the work of North Korean exiles who are a conduit of goods and liberal ideas across the border. Talks with Pyongyang can only offer temporary solutions to manufactured crises. And I can say that from my experience, they encourage only more deception from the North. Looking at North Korea from below, building on the market realities on the ground, is the only effective way to make the regime reform or go. Now, of course, it's not going to be an easy process. I mean, whatever it is gets us from here
those
to there.
Those that have power never relinquish it easily.
No.
It's laughable the way that people imagine that somehow or another we're going to reform these folks. They don't have any interest. They may have an interest in reform, but the only reason they have an interest in reform is in order to retain control of the power. And when they don't have to lose power for any reason... then they only have external forces to consider. And North Korea is pretty clear that if they don't do certain things, they should be okay. Like the governments of the world are going to leave them alone.
Yeah. So it's going to be a messy process, but I have to say I appreciate Jang Jin-sung's article here for pointing out that there is a real vibrant underground economy. And that not only is there an underground economy, but it's leading people to think independently, to disconnect. As he says, they cut the cord between the individual and the state in North Korea. And these are important steps because I'd always wondered, how brainwashed are these people? Well, if you can start doing things that show, if you're doing things on a regular basis that show the fallacies that the state has been handing down to you throughout your entire lifetime and show it crystal clear for all to see how effective, free trade is, or at least this underground version of free trade is versus the state-controlled method of whatever or domestic organization they have there economically, that's going to be a real eye-opener for a lot of people. And people are going to start talking, and the more people talk, and the more people trade, and the more people behave independently from state control and state stricture, the more independently they're going to think from the state, the state-approved methods of thinking, and that's going to lead to something. I don't know what it's going to take to get from what they have now to less power for the people who have the power.
Hopefully, the people in North Korea can actually get a hold of this article by. I'm going to call him Winston Smith because the
that's
whole time.
That's a reference to 1984. Right?
The whole time you were reading this article, I was thinking about 1984 and Winston Smith. Who worked for, I think it was the Ministry of Truth, which was basically the Ministry of Propaganda. Yeah, where they would put things in the memory hole to where they would go back and rewrite newspaper articles from 6 months ago to correct things based on new information.
Hmm.
And then there would be information coming out saying the chocolate ration has increased to 15 grams. when it was currently 20 grams. And anybody that can do basic math knows
that's
that
not an increase.
15 is less than 20, so they would have to go back to change the old
history
articles to make it look as though it actually did go increase up to 15 grams. Yeah. So this guy, I can't even...
Winston Zhang.
Zhang something, Winston Smith, is writing this saying, he's reading these redacted textbooks that are telling him all of the information that he was told the complete opposite of.
Mm-hmm.
So the one major difference, and I hope I'm not giving away a spoiler if nobody's ever read 1984, but this guy actually escaped, whereas Winston Smith at the end is sitting in the bar saying, I love Big Brother.
You gave it away, but I've never read the book. It's okay. I probably would have.
Good Lord.
I never read the book. I listened to the book on tape.
Good enough.
And wanted to drive my car off of the road at the end.
So not a real upper of an ending, huh?
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Totalitarian states don't often have good endings. You know, that's kind of the way they go.
But
I think that
change
over the course of time, human freedom wins out. But
right.
Time is a long span.
Oh, yeah. But when people change the way they think and the way they act, change will happen. I mean, it's hard for us to envision how it will come about.
Sure.
But it's inevitable. If people are no longer believing in the lies the state is telling them, something's going to give. And it'll be fascinating to observe from what level we can from being on the outside.
Often these things go quickly, too. People want them to change
little by little,
but especially when dealing with a totalitarian regime that doesn't have the reason to move on a particular topic, then they'll likely happen very quickly because it just at some point or another, all the weight just explodes and it falls in on itself. So I think that's what's going to happen there. Often you'll see more incremental changes in democratic-type governments because they respond more so to the people. Not entirely to the people, but more so.
Maybe tomorrow night we can talk about this other story. Americans fear government more than terror now. That's a positive indicator for a shifting mindset, perhaps, at least over here.
But I repeat myself.
So, out of time for tonight, but we'll return tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and join Daryl on his website, fbp.cc. See you tomorrow.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.